Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
All right, we'll get into this discussion, the spirited discussion that my wife Callie and I are having.
She called it an argument.
And we'll get into that in a second, but we forgot to let Jen share her wisdom about making an iced coffee drink.
This is from my very first job in high school. I was a little restaurant server at a place called a Bay Gables Tea Room. So we served little old ladies afternoon tea and we did lunch and stuff. So it was my very first real job outside of babysitting. And we learned how to make iced coffee. So if you're making it at home, get your big old cup of ice. And restaurant people know this. But if you're pouring in the hot coffee, it melts all the ice really fast, right? Yep. Then you have like half water, half coffee. Well, instead, put in a long metal spoon or a knife and pour it down the spoon or the knife, the utensil, because the heat will be attracted to the metal.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it'll take away the heat of the coffee and it will melt less ice when you get it in there.
I like that.
So it was a little trick that we learned in the restaurant because, you know, you're brewing coffee really fast and you're trying to make iced coffees really quickly. You can't wait for it to cool down so much.
Mm-hmm.
So we would use the little knife or the long spoon trick.
And there is nothing worse than watered down iced coffee.
Yeah, ew, you don't want that.
Wait, why don't they make the ice cubes out of coffee?
It's a good question.
Whoa. Whoa.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to do that today.
I love you, Janine.
Tweet that at Starbucks. I want you to get credit for that. Is that somewhere?
Trademark it first.
Do they have an 800 line?
Like cold brew ice cubes? Oh, man, I would.
You could freeze coffee. It's just water.
Mm-hmm.
It's just water that's been run through smushed up beans, right?
One of their employees is listening right now like, y'all, shut up. Shut up. Like, shut up. Don't say that.
I'm going to tweet Starbucks.
You'd have to pre-make like 300 lattes just to get ice cubes.
Why can't you just make the ice cubes out of espresso? And then each ice cube is like a half shot or whatever. You water it down so it's proportioned.
Does freezing it compromise the taste?
Right, that's what I'm wondering.
Because you know how sometimes your ice cubes can taste like what's in the freezer?
Starbucks has some sort of cake-flavored syrup that'll overcompensate for anything that tastes bad.
That's true.
That's like a Frappuccino is basically a liquid cupcake with caffeine.
Yum.
You know what I'm saying?
So I think good. They do put cupcakes in the blender when they make them.
Right.
I think I've seen that.
God, Janine, that's so brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
You hit the wrong button. Stop that one.
Yes. Janine, I deserve a prize for this one. Nobel Prize.
Yes. I get a good, like, ice tray.
Yeah. Make us very specific science-y ice tray for this. Somehow. I don't know how this is going to work. I'm going to shut up now.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.